Hello, and welcome to another Naxos podcast, this time featuring music by Alfred Bruneau, a French composer whose life spanned the last four decades of the 19th century and the first three of the 20th. And if this album is anything to go by, he's yet another composer forgotten in the mists of time whose music is well worth exploring. Here's a bit more of the Act 4 prelude to his opera Messidor with the Barcelona Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Daryl Ang. Alfred Louis Charles Bonaventure Bruneau was born in Paris in 1857. His mother was a painter and his father a violinist who became a publisher, so it's not really surprising Alfred ended up doing something artistic. Young Alfred entered the Paris Conservatoire at the age of 16 as a cello student, went on to study harmony and eventually composition with Jules Massenet. In 1895, he was given the Legion of Honor, which gave him several different official functions, including being an inspector of fine arts. Bruneau also served for a time as a music critic in the Daily Press in Paris, and eventually joined the Academy of Fine Arts. A life full of contributions to the arts, but perhaps now is as good a time as any for his music to be rediscovered. Here's a bit more of that opening prelude from Act 4 of Messidor. Alfred Bruneau's main credit today is for introducing realism into French opera. This tendency was in no small part due to Bruneau's connection with the novelist, playwright, and journalist Émile Zola, who helped develop his own literary movement based on naturalism. The idea for Bruneau was to have operas and characters who were everyday, if not ordinary, people. About this idea, he wrote, I envisage a drama more directly human, not based on Nordic mythology, but shining out among us, poor men, in the reality of our miseries and joys. I dream, in other words, of a lyric drama that might be human without giving up either fantasy, caprice, or mystery. Alfred Bunnell's suite from The Attack on the Mill dates from November of 1893, the same month that both Colorado and New Zealand accepted suffrage, the vote for women. The same month also that the very first newspaper color supplement appeared in a publication called New York World. And for what it's worth, it's the same month in American football that Auburn beat Alabama 40-16 in Montgomery in the Iron Bowl.
Thank you.
prelude to Bruno's opera Nais Miculae could have come from the pen of Mendelssohn, or it could also have come from Humperdinck's opera Hansel and Gretel, a mood established in part by the lovely horn writing at the beginning. But this story, from a 1907 opera, is more closely related to the realism of Émile Zola, and is in fact based on one of his stories, about the trials of an overprotective factory worker and his daughter Nais. So, I will let the horn section take over. The Barcelona Symphony Orchestra, also referred to as the National Orchestra of Catalan, was founded in 1944 to promote classical and contemporary music of all cultures, but give special attention to Catalan composers. In the years since its founding, the orchestra's played all over Spain, but also internationally at places like Carnegie Hall, the Concertgebouw in Amsterdam, and at the world-famous BBC Proms in London. Conductor Daryl Ang, the conductor on this album, is actually the artistic director and chief conductor of China's Sichuan Symphony, but he regularly conducts, well, all over the world. Here he is with the Barcelona Symphony Orchestra and the music from Act 3 of Alfred Bruno's opera Messidor.
Thank you.
You have been listening to music by Alfred Bruno and performances by the Barcelona Symphony Orchestra conducted by Daryl Ang from a new Naxos album featuring music from three of his operas or suites. Naxos catalog number 8.573888. It's music I enjoy more every time I listen to it. If you have questions or comments or even requests for this podcast, you can reach me at podcasts@naxosusa.com. To go out, here's the end of that tableau that you just heard. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.